Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man,
What up, party people? It's your boy Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Super duper excited to rock today. It is Thursday and it's going down. It's episode number 178. 178 episodes, man. We're almost at 200 and we'll be going into season three, maybe take a bit of a hiatus and after we achieve 200 and get ready to rock and roll for season three, man. Thank you guys for rocking with me. And we've adjusted the show. It is a true podcast. We're going to talk about the topics of the day. And but what makes it special is I get to rock with my friends every day, different people in the comedy game. We get to chop it up. We get to talk comedy. We get to talk everything that's happening in the world out there. So let's rock it. Joining me today, I had the pleasure of rocking with this dude in Virginia, man. And I think he could be the Biggie Smalls of comedy. You know, he could be that guy. He could be legendary if he chooses to be. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Big Vino. What's up, Big Vino? How are you, brother?
Good morning. How you doing, sir? I'm out here living in the favor of the Lord, you know, just trying to be a better man. Trust
hey,
his
I'm
plan.
I'm not mad at that, Vino. Vino, do you feel like you could achieve legendary status, man?
I feel that if the dedication stays there, this is something that I have a passion for. And
why would it not stay there?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I'm not going to pretend that there aren't things in the game that jade me a little bit and make you, you know, feel a little uneasy. But the general passion for the game, for this comedy, this is the first thing I've ever had passion for in my life. So I feel like that is on the horizon. Greatness is on the horizon because there's no plan B out here.
There is no plan B. Well said. Shouts out to the Philippines tuning in today. Shouts out to the Philippines watching from Manila. The Philippines, the thrill in Manila. Hey, shouts okay. out. I'm a big fan, man. I did a movie with Joe Coy this year, who's a Filipino superstar here in America. And great guy, man. And to keep the good energy going, I had a chance working with this guy over in LA in the whole ecosystem that my man, goodness gracious, how did his name just slip out of my mind? I'm getting old, man. I swear I might have Alzheimer's already. Bentley Kyle Evans, yeah, his whole ecosystem he's built over there. He's creating young writers, and this is one of them. Welcome to the show, comedian, writer, Charles Allen. What's up, Charles?
Boss man, what's up, man? It's a blessing to have me on here, brother. Blessing
to be here. Jump out of my head.
Yeah, I did. I'm laughing, man. I'm like, you starting off Bentley listening. You know Bentley listening to this,
Bentley
man.
Bentley be listening, man. And Bentley's such a great guy, man.
Yeah, he is.
You are a writer. How are you, man? I know this writer strike is a lot.
It's a blessing, man. I'll be honest with you. If it weren't for stand-up, ooh, it'd be rough, brother. It'd be rough because nothing going on in Hollywood right now. Man.
Ghost town.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Andromeda say, don't speak power into those words. Don't be saying you got Alzheimer's. You know what? You're absolutely right. I'm just a little lightly forgetful for a young nigga. Brandon. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Friday Eve. Is it Friday Eve? I guess it is.
Yeah.
This is when the weekend started. This when I was out there in the streets, this is when the money would start. This is when the money started rolling in. Yeah, Thursday, you get prepped for Thursday night.
Hey, Vita Vino, talk to me about the streets, man, because I got a barber, right? He used to tell me, he's like, Roddy, man, he said, we was eating out there. We was killing them. And he said this. He said, when meth came along, it was like eliminating black people from the game.
Meth gentrified the dope game.
Meth gentrified the dope game. And you laughing, but it was a lot of people that was slinging that other stuff that Man. Was out, and they couldn't make money because they didn't know the recipe.
Yeah, see, the recipe for that other stuff is simple. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you ain't have to really pay attention. And see, meth addicts, they got to pay attention in chemistry. They had to, because they mixing multiple products for certain chemicals in those products.
And a lot of it is over the counter. So, like, they got to be in on that on the big level, right?
Mm-hmm. And that makes you wish you paid attention in high school. In high school chemistry. Hey,
can you believe that's a thing, man? Because when he was telling me that, I was like, you would think that drug dealers had issues, but he was telling me, he's like, dude, they put us out the game, dude. We went from making tons of money hand over fist to couldn't even make money in the dope game.
That's why I'm nervous. Well, not nervous, but I'm actually excited that marijuana is becoming legal in a lot of places, because it's separating those real drug dealers from the people pretending. You know what I mean? Because remember when you used to be scared of your drug dealer?
My buddy told me, he said his weed man was like, had hours, like, dude, I'm not available after six.
No, I'm talking about just when you used to be scared of your drug dealer. Like, your drug dealer was the toughest dude in the neighborhood. He hung on the corner, and y'all knew not to go down to the corner.
Stay out the corner. Saying?
You wouldn't show the drug dealer $5 back in the day. And I hear these young new Collins and Austins who are selling this marijuana.
Austin?
They getting stuck for thousands and thousands of dollars.
Really?
You wouldn't show Tyrone on a gram.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, you wouldn't get it. I need drug dealers to be feared again. I need drug dealers. Wow,
but like you said, it's a new world, and weed is corporate. You know, I was doing a movie up in Detroit, and I met one of the sponsors of the movie, because the movie was like a stoner movie, and one of the sponsors of the movie was a weed manufacturer. And, he would sell pre-rolls and stuff like that. And it was like a whole thing, man. And it's big business. And it's not enough black people in that business, considering the men and women that went to jail for weed.
Mm-hmm. I had three farms right now trying to get in contact with me about my own strain. So I'm in the works on that right now, because I know that's going to be the next big move.
What you going to call it, Vino, you know?
Man, I'm not sure. I'm thinking, should it speak more towards me and what I like to be?
Vino kind of reminds me of wine, like it's some type of, fly wine flavor.
I'm thinking about just calling it Veritas, because that was my original name, Vino Veritas, and wine, there's truth. So I just want it to just be called the truth. I want my weed to be a truth serum. I want you to sit down, be able to smoke with your lady and tell her, look, baby, I really don't like that wig. That wig is...
Let me ask you this, Vino. Do you get high every day?
Yes. Without...
Really?
Fail, yes.
Is that part of your therapy? Is that part of you keeping your mind right?
Honestly, yes. I did a social experiment a couple of weeks ago, and I tried to see how long I could go without smoking before I smack the nigga.
Wait a minute. How long you get that long you go?
Man, I got 36 hours in.
Who you smack?
It was the Walmart associate.
Damn. Why you all over YouTube, ain't you?
because if I'm sitting in the cereal aisle, and I'm sitting there making the hard decision on what cereal I want, and I'm just sitting there looking. You see me standing there looking at this. No, it ain't even help me. He just going to walk back in front of me and start doing go-backs and just putting stuff in. I'm like, bro, you just going to interrupt my line of view while I'm trying to make this tough cereal decision? Get your ass out the way.
Man.
Get out of here.
I said, you know what? I need to smoke a blunt. I'm sorry, bro. Please don't press. I'm going to pay for everything this time. I'm not going to even steal none out of self-checkout. I'll pay for everything.
Charles Allen, yeah. Big Vino is cool as hell, man. We hung out, smoked some cigars one day, and I was just really impressed. You know, you see, like, the big, cool guy, you know what I'm saying? I told him when we worked together, I was like, nigga, you need to start wearing suits because your vibe is a suit vibe.
Yeah. But once he get to the bottom of that blunt, he bound to go viral. Is that what it is?
Not even just suits, but
it's like the Incredible Hulk, huh?
High end fly, you know.
Yeah.
Now, joining us today, gentlemen, one of my favorite human beings. They call her Coco Fresh. She is Coco Fresh, comedy and tarot. Welcome to the show, Coco Fresh.
Peace, everybody.
What up?
Can you open that phone up sideways so we can see your yellow chest?
It won't.
It might be locked. Your phone might be locked.
It won't work with me. Okay.
Yeah, you know, some of us lock our phones without realizing you locked. We'll figure it out before we get through the show.
Okay.
Today we're rocking with Big Vino and Charles Allen.
We in here, man.
And writer. And Coco Fresh is not only a comedian, but she's also a tarot card reader. Vino is a kingpin. Come on, Jeff Brown. He's definitely that guy, man. Cool.
Jeff,
what's up,
brother?
All right.
Coco, long time no see, love.
How you
feeling?
Hey,
I'm
RP.
Good, man. Yeah. Last time I saw you, I was at the roaster, right?
Yeah, the Virginia Beach at the Comedy Smackdown.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing that this weekend, this Sunday. I'm one of the judges. They graduated me up from a roaster to a judge.
Dope. Wow.
Make sure you take plenty of weed with you, man.
Of course.
Huh?
What were you asking me?
I was going to tell Vino, make sure you take plenty of weed with him and say it's the Comedy Smackdown, so he's going to turn it into a different type of Smackdown if he ain't got enough weed with him. What I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking
of weed, Jeff Brown is in the chat. Jeff Brown is a chronic weed aficionado. And you know, we was talking about before we brought you on, Coco Brown. I'm sorry, Coco Fresh. Cool. Who the fuck is Coco Brown? Okay.
You know anyway. Who. Everybody Coco. Knows Coco Brown.
Coco.
Yeah, that's one of my friends, man. We played opposite each other many times on movies and TV and stuff. But here we go. Coco Fresh. There was cocaine, there was crack, and then I talked to a crack dealer from back in the day, and he said when meth came in, they basically gentrified drugs.
That's true.
You think so? True.
Yeah, but what people don't know, I used to be a drug counselor. So
really?
I was called something. I was called a tech, but I was a drug counselor. And
so you got to see the people that was using the drugs change.
Yeah, I worked in detox. So I got there before they went into the 30-day and the long-term treatment, inpatient treatment.
Let me ask you this, Coco Fresh. Did you see the adjustment of it being epidemic to where it was from being criminalized to being a health issue?
Well, they still, the treatment is different. The treatment of the people of what you own is different. So if you get a person if you get a white person in there that is on heroin or on some sort, whatever leads to them doing it to eventually go to heroin, they get more of a softer treatment. Mm. But what we don't realize is Black people still out here hooked on crack. It's still a crack epidemic. It's still Black people, young Black people that's trying crack for the first time.
That's very true. That's very
really?
I know a young girl who's 24 years old.
With all the press that
old.
Crack has got over the decades, you would think nobody would even touch the stuff.
Yeah, you would think after New Jack City, Boys in the Hood, all of these shows, everything on TV, that we know, but it's still bad out here. Yes.
But these new crackheads, they wasn't even around, and they don't watch history. They don't study history. They don't even know what happened before their last IG post. So that's why it's recurring cycle, because if you don't know where you come from, you don't know where you're going.
And that's also why the new crackheads don't got the same work ethic, because they didn't witness all that, yeah, that work
ethic. Crackheads have a work ethic?
The crackhead work.
Yeah, you see the crackhead with a
unmatched.
You seen Friday?
Yeah, unmatched work ethic. These new crackheads, they just standing there with a sign that got their Cash App on it.
Yeah.
You all crack with a Cash App.
That's right, with a QR code. You don't crack with a QR code.
You got a QR code?
Right. But a lot of our parents, a lot of people like generation Gen X parents were crackheads. Mm. So, but then again, okay, so it's like our kids are the new crackheads. So, okay, right. That makes sense.
Like I saw some of the evolution because, you know, we had a family member that was a narcotics salesman. And he would sell those drugs, and eventually he was on them.
Yeah.
And so they went from cocaine to what was called freebase at that time, which evolved into crack cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays we like to call it narcotic professionals.
Speaking of dope dealing, I'm gonna be selling cheeseburger baskets Saturday for $10. They come with a brownie and a soda and some chips. It's like really. Crack. You're going to keep coming back.
What kind of chips, though?
It don't matter. You got Doritos, Cool Ranch Doritos, got Lay's. I can get y'all some hot fries.
Now,
you know what I'm saying?
Now, when Cool Ranch first came out, I think they sprinkled a little crack on that because that stuff is addictive.
How they do it, Coco?
They sprinkle a little crack on it.
But y'all just let me know what y'all want on y'all burger. They $10. I'm out here slanging these things, man.
Is that a double price? That's a low price for a that burger, some chips, and a drink involved too.
Yeah, you get a drink too. It's a canned soda. You get Pepsi, Grape,
is it
Coke,
be cold? Dr. Pepper. Soda gonna be cold.
Yeah, it's gonna be cold. Yeah, called Miss Cherry's Burger Basket every Saturday. We do it on Texas time though. Send out everybody in Texas. Y'all come holler at me. Holler at Charles Allen. I'll put you in touch.
Jeff Brown said the new crackhead work ethic is why you can't get old crackhead prices. Remember back
that part right there.
The old crackheads had some great deals, man. You can get a TV. You can
get your alternator rebuilt for $12.
Yes.
And they all had skills. They was electronics. they was plumbers. They was doing their work, man.
That's plumbers.
That's crazy. But, I'm looking at four things in my room. We had to learn when I got into, you know, working in drug addiction and stuff like that. They teach us about every drug, but it's a thing in crack. I guess cocaine does it too, but that makes it's kind of like make people feel like it's turning on their superpowers.
Yes.
So that's why you see people that sang so good and dance so good and
score touchdown.
Yeah, right. It's like their superpower energy turn on for a minute, but
tell
then,
jokes.
Right. Still hey, telling jokes.
Hey, this is one of my beefs with TV and film, though. Like TV shows about the crack epidemic is almost like the government bragging how they decimated our communities,
man,
with these drugs, man.
Yeah,
whether it's
real.
Snowfall or the movie with Tom Cruise about the plane, it's like the government is like bragging, man. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the people that were in the sales, none of them, like these guys were running multi-million dollar companies, and none of them have nothing to show for it 20 years later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, did you hear about two comedians, they do like the skits? I forgot their names, but they were touring all.
I know who you're talking about. They went viral.
Yeah,
they came here to Atlanta, and they're absolutely crack-ish, if not absolutely crack people.
But they
talking about Blueface and Christiane or whatever.
No, it's somebody else. They're older.
No.
Oh,
they like out of like South Carolina, and they tour.
Oh, you talk about the husband and wife team.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you talk about. Daddy, what was his name? They were older people. They definitely, they came to Virginia Beach. They,
but y'all said they crack ish
for tickets. The husband had a crack problem, according to the wife. And
yeah,
they were selling out shows.
Be blowing out shows, everything.
They were selling out
shows and making like 12, $18,000 a show.
And they wouldn't even show up?
No, they would show up, but she was saying he would smoke up the money.
Oh, wow. Damn
it. Marvin, yeah. Noam, I can't think of the name of it. Maybe it's Candy Kisses Nose. Jeff Brown says, about. Snowfall showed you the monster Ronald Reagan was. The fact that he has a library and still a national hero shows what America really feels about you. Wow.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I remember the Iran-Contra hearings with Oliver North, and they painted this guy. You know, they were literally funding the Iran-Contras with drug money.
You know, that's why. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, if this is what I don't get, if Americans, especially Black Americans, if we've seen what they're capable, what the government is capable of doing with drugs, what make you think that they're not going to mess with marijuana like that?
That's why I go organic.
And you
got to
think, once they put it under government guidelines, anything could happen. Anything could happen. And how about this? There ain't no big Black folks making money off of it. That's the problem for me.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to see Snoop have his own weed business.
I think he does have one. I think he nationwide. I think he does. I think he does.
It's only right.
Like,
for
some
him
of the major players have it, but they don't have big stakes in it where they own farms. They just
Tyson Ranch for a minute, but then they went away, didn't it?
I don't know what happened with it, but I do know what you're talking about. And educate me on this, man. When you start looking at these drugs, it's become a way of life. You can't even really tell your kids don't get high.
Nope.
Right.
Mm-mm. You know, my daughter's like, y'all drink freely around us. Why can't I smoke? I was like, well, give me some.
He said, give me some.
If we smoke weed, we going to smoke weed.
Right.
And we sat outside in the front of the house. We smoked it.
I appreciate that tactic. My mother, while she messed up on a lot of things, she gave me a perfect parenting strategy. What she used to do was she would give me shit to see how I would act off of it, so she knew if I was drunk or high.
Ooh,
or whatever.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
I remember the night of the Mike Tyson Lennox Lewis fight, the first one. She got me so drunk on Thug Passion.
Thug Passion.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she was giving me Hennessy and Alizé Red. And she was mixing, and I was sitting there drunk, and me and my cousin, we was in the room drunk. And we thought that, you know, we was like, man, we could fight. We could buy. We was going to slap box a little bit, but we just sat our ass down and watched the fight and dozed off. And that's when she knew her son was a sit-down drunk. He was like, he needs to find him a seat when he's drinking.
I remember my mom, my friends, would lean you on the door and knock on the door, and you would fall into the house.
Oh.
But like now, I rarely drink. Like, how often do y'all drink? Are y'all drinkers at all?
Oh yeah,
yeah, I drink.
I slowed up. I don't know what happened when I was younger.
Like,
I used to go hard, but now I think like
I need
a glass
to be in
of
a
wine,
mood.
I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, I need to be in a
and
mood.
Wine
to do
lay
heavy
me down
drinking.
For 3 days. A single glass of wine, I'd be like, okay, time to lay it down.
Right.
What kind of wine are you drinking? Is the question. What's your
I'm
wine
drinking the
choice?
Cabernet. I'm drinking the red, you know, I'm shutting it down immediately.
Yeah, I drink.
I got drunk one time when I was 15, and I came home. My mama hit me so hard, I got saved. And
wait a minute.
Yeah, man, I don't drink to get drunk no more, man. I just drink when I'm on stage. Of course, you gotta. I don't know. You say you don't have to, Rodney, but I have a couple of them before I go off stage.
Oh, really? What would you have? What would be your drinking choice if you working tonight? What would you drink?
A Heineken and a Hennessy to chase it with, or the other way
really?
Around.
So you
I chase
really
a Hennessy with a Heineken, huh?
You so you be good. A Hennessy and a Heineken will get you on it, doggone it.
Oh yeah, you'd be right, bro. You'd be right.
That's a
you be
sweat
ready
right
to,
there.
Yeah.
Goodness
you be
gracious.
On that thing, man.
You I can't yeah. You can't be working every night. You're gonna be an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
y'all pray for me. LOL, not saved. Jeff Brown said, Rodney drinking the wine out the box. I do not drink wine out the box. Not
from 7-Eleven.
It's just I can't find no good box.
I definitely drink the wine out the box.
That blush.
You like that blush, brother? That
blush. I like the Stella.
Your name, Vito, you should be drinking wine every day.
Hey, Vito, yeah, you would, yeah.
I do. I like my favorite Stella wine
Roses.
Is Taylor Port. I love Taylor Port.
Oh, Roses.
Yeah, I like the Stella Rose. Stella Rose.
That's
Black.
Too sweet though. That shit tastes like candy.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah.
Stella Rose Black. That's what I like.
Super sweet. I bought that shit on accident. I was like, oh, I don't want this. I don't want no part of it.
Yeah,
this.
It's like pouring syrup on your pancakes.
I like it. I only need one glass and I'm good. All right. It's like
there was a study, guys. I want to get y'all comment on this. There's a study that said you must continue to have sex. If you don't, your body kind of adapts. So let's say, for instance, your lady is depriving you of said sex. You will adjust to not having none over time. And you won't need it. Has anybody been there?
I ain't never found out what that time was.
I was there.
Really? Educate me, Coco.
2019, I went for a year without sex. And I just
was
got
it
to...
Was by choice or were you being abstinent? Or
it was by choice. It was by choice because I didn't see nobody I wanted to have sex with. So I was just like, forget. And I wasn't masturbating or anything. I was just... So
when you finally get some, is it like a volcano?
It's like an electric shock. It's like a electric. It was like like it was.
Did you choke him out?
Human, huh?
Did you choke him out too?
I didn't choke him out, but I just got stiff. Like I couldn't move. It was like it was electric shocking me. I was like,
wow.
You was having sex with an eel.
Gossipin' Heifer says. She said, I don't need sex and I'm used to not having it. Granny Wilder says that. And that's what they say, Granny Wilder, over time, that you just kind of adjust to not getting said sex, which is absurd, but it's absolutely a fact. And then Gosman Heffer says, wait a minute.
She capping.
You don't think, why would she make that up though? Granny Wilder, I don't need sex and I'm not having it. Oh, what the hell?
I'm sorry. She gonna come for me.
God would never say she plead the fifth.
That was
she's doing it right
story.
Now.
That was the saddest story I've heard this year, Coco. I feel so sorry for you.
Yeah, I was finna cry.
I get it now.
But fellas, have you ever had a drought? Like, you know, you look up and you ain't had nothing for a little while. You're like, man, I ain't had no sex and like blah blah. And
I'm in one right now.
You in a drought?
Yeah, man.
It's about
how
choice.
Are you in a drought in 2023? It is so readily for sale out there. You should never be in a drought.
No, now, I'm
in worst case, you can buy you some. Is what you?
I'm detoxing, right man. I'm detoxing.
Are you detoxing?
Yeah.
What happened? Like, I always want to know what happened to make you go, I got to stop having sex. I can't do this shit no more.
I ain't finna incriminate myself, man. Mm-mm. Nah.
I'd be seeing some ugly guys. I'd be like, how do you get some coochie? So it'd be fine.
I'm going to tell you, Coco. Women are kind. Women do not require you to be a good looking guy to give you some.
Yeah, women are kind.
You go to your local strip club.
Women are compassionate, and women.
Women like $40.
Yeah, women are capitalists. That's why
a lot of women are used to not having sex due to having bad sex. It's the shame, yo. So what is bad sex? Like vagina is always wonderful. 100%. Like,
it's a lot of
fellas,
good.
Do y'all agree?
If
you had bad, have you had any bad vagina, Charles Allen?
Oh yeah, that's part of the detox, man. You have some vagina that'll run you out of whatever state you live in. You'll relocate to a whole other state. Yeah, man.
That's the person attached to the vagina. That ain't the vagina.
That ain't the vagina.
The worst vagina is better than my hand. Okay?
Okay.
The worst vagina. We're just talking about the vagina. The worst vagina is better than my hand. The person it's attached to, that's a different question.
But see, guys can do that. Y'all can do that and not see no face.
The box is crazy.
Oh, we see your face. That's why you end up with that pillow going like this eventually.
You know what? I'm not
going to
suffocate
in me. See, no, you're pretty, Coco, so you probably never got this move right here.
She's not familiar with that one. Coco don't know nothing about that one.
But that's
part that brown paper bag treatment.
Well, I don't know if it's new, but they be asking you to choke them. I don't want to choke nobody.
Say, man.
I like being choked. That's my thing, personally.
You don't choke you. You out here smacking folks.
Yeah, no, I like being choked, but the woman got to have little hands, you see. There's something about the little hands.
She can't really kill you.
Yeah, she can't really kill me, but it's just the visual of you trying. Just
he's supposed to.
John said he
like
choking people. I'm not a fan, man. You can't choke me, and you damn sure can't handcuff me.
Right. And don't be smacking me all hard. Like I will kick you. I'll kick you. You smack.
So you don't mind a good slapping, but you don't want no hard slap.
No, I'm light skinned. That stuff, I look like I got beat up. So you ain't gonna
that's
be
what
leaving
they're trying
no
to do, though. That's
he's trying to mark his territory, Coco.
I'm beating me.
If I'm with a light skinned girl, I'm trying to leave his handprint on a.
Hell no.
We got the big old Shrek hand, too, boy.
Vino, you can't be hitting people. You're too big.
No, you can't hit nobody, man.
No, Vino, that big. Look how big that hand was.
Yeah,
you see, hey,
she immediately unconscious.
Not in the face on the booty. You that's a soul. You don't smack them.
I gotta hang out with this dude.
Put that in the fist.
You smack them on the booty. You see this? And you see when you got a hand this big, it's not about the actual pressure applied. It's about the coverage because you got to learn how to get a. That's you learn the difference between
sound.
A good. Yeah, it's more about the sound and the actual just the little sting of it should leave an outline.
Vino, her booty gonna swell up like a BBL. Like
there's good pizza and there's great pizza. There's no bad pizza. Completely agree, Jeff Brown. All right, joining us is our resident sex therapist. Let's get her in here to cover this subject. Welcome to the show, Sherelle Thomas. What's up, Sherelle?
Great morning.
Hey, you know, that was a study that came out and said if you don't get sex, that your body will adjust to not having sex.
Yes. And for men, the penis will shrink. Uh-oh. And it's also they will start to have less erections as well. And
Hold on. Slow down on that. Shirelli Thomas, tell me what's going on. So
I'll be back, y'all.
So if you're having a lot of sex, is your penis gonna swell?
No, but it'll get used to, you know, expanding. But when you stop having sex, it's kind of like it reverts back into the body.
Use it or lose it.
Wow. Use it or lose it. Yeah, I heard that a long time ago.
Yep. Wow. I need like 10 minutes.
I'll be making sure I don't lose it.
Is the vagina going to shrink?
No, but, well, it gets tighter because, of course, it's not being stretched out or anything like that. So it does get tighter in the sense it doesn't shrink in length size, but width size, yes.
Get out of here. Wow. Man, you came right in on this one smooth, Shirelli Thomas. Talk to me about like some of the reasons people stop having sex for whatever reason.
I was just talking to a client about this yesterday. So her partner cheated. Yes. You know, make her
right. Now she detached from him and they're not having sex at all. But is she creating an avenue for him to continue to fuck other people?
Yeah, but that doesn't make it right though, you know what I mean? And now she's more insecure about the relationship in a whole because she never felt that she could please him sexually. So then instead of him coming to her, talking to her about it, he went and got it from somewhere else.
Hey, Big Vino said he liked the ladies to choke him. Talk to me about getting Vino choked out.
So, choking. I'm glad y'all brought that up, right? a lot of people choke incorrectly. You're not choking to cut off circulation. You're choking to apply pressure. So the key is to squeeze the sides, not the airway. Like, you're not, you don't want to.
You're not hitting that Adam's apple. You on the sides of the Adam's apple.
Correct. Yeah. That's where the
little hand. You see what I mean by the little hand?
If you Coco with a tiny little neck, you could run the risk of choking the hell out of Coco.
Yeah, she could pass out.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Well, yeah. Autoerotic asphyxia is when you do it to yourself.
It's when you do it, period.
No. Auto means you doing it.
I was listening to y'all. But some people actually like that. They get off on it. They want their partner to pass out. The partner.
Yeah, it's erotic asphyxia. Mm-hmm. Is actual just the choking of itself.
Okay, so I guess Charles, it's auto with me because I hold my breath when I climax. So it's just me.
Because
people ask, are you a moaner or a talker? I'm a breath holder. That's what I do.
Autoerotic asphyxia. Am I right, Sherelle?
What, holding your breath?
Yes.
It's not the same as being choked out. But because
I ain't say choke a motherfucker out, I'm saying choking in general.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And with the holding the breath, that's something that's common. And when it comes down to climaxing, like, a lot of people tense up when it's time to.
What should we be doing? Should we be tensing up or should we be breathing through it?
I think you should switch it up because it provides a different kind of pleasure. So if you're used to tensing up, holding your breath, holding your body tight, try relaxing through it and you'll see a different type of pleasure.
The older I get, I don't hold my ejaculation back for nobody. It's coming when it's coming.
What you mean nobody? You mean
for
your
nobody.
Wife? No.
So, you know, yeah, of course I'm talking about my wife. Of course.
So I have a question for you, the therapist. I have a real question for you. You were talking about somebody who wanted, you were just talking about somebody that cheated. And I was thinking about this. If you done been with a female that done flipped it and swung from the ceiling fans and threw that thing and you done caught it and she dropped it down low, and then you done got accustomed to that lifestyle, right? And then you finally meet the one, and she just starfish. You know what I mean? Like, I don't do that freaky stuff. I don't do that. God don't like that. Or whatever. But she the one. How do you meet in the middle with that?
So it's a couple of things. First thing first, I always say in order for a couple to be, you know, in a long-term relationship where they're both satisfied, they must be mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically compatible. If you a freak, perfect example. I dated this guy. He loved anal. Anal wasn't my thing. Everything else lined up, but sexually we were not compatible. So you get to
get in your booty hole.
Exactly. You either stay there and suffer, or just understand that you can have more. Like, the one is, and unless it's not a deal breaker. If sex is not a deal breaker,
you give him a pass to other people booty hole. Do you go?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm not giving no booty hole,
bro. That's hilarious, bro.
No, but that's crazy because she can't be the one because she's setting you up to find number two.
Exactly.
Wow. But look, as you go throughout life, you notice older couples that been together for like 40 and 50 years. Things that were important in your 20s and 30s and 40s are no longer important. So, like, older relationships, they don't care about as long they want companionship. Like, now we want things, we want to control things that we're going to later find out are always have been outside of our control and we were just playing ourselves. So, is it going to get to a point where you'd be like, I'm glad you stuck around and went out there and had your fun and came back because I love your companionship and da-da-da-da-da? Mm. Or is it, you're always going to be like, I want to control you and your sex drive?
So it's not black and white like that. You have to decide, is this a deal breaker or not?
That's a good point.
The deal breaker for me. Another component of it is if you know you like these things, you can attempt to meet in the middle. That's compatibility, where I'm going to give up, you know, swinging from the chandelier, having you swing from the chandelier, and instead I could flip you over a couple of times. You know what I mean?
Like, trying to handcuff me for 20 years. I'm not going to do it.
That's hilarious.
It doesn't have to be that full thing. And just like with Rodney's wife, like, she, it's not a deal breaker. together 20 years. Even though she want to do it, it's not a necessity.
Let me ask you this, Shirelle Thomas. Let me ask you this. You're a guy, he wanted to go into your booty hole. That's not your thing. In your mind, was he low-key kind of gay?
We had a conversation that if a man liked to be pegged, which is, you know, her using something on him, right? If he enjoys that, does that make him gay? I said no.
Absolutely.
I said he just liked the sensation. He just liked the pleasure. It's coming from a woman. Gay is being with someone of the same sex. It's not sexual act.
Yeah, but if you crazy about that booty play, your ass might be a little half gay.
Yeah,
that rhyme. That's like I'm.
Still mentioned got to your ass.
Y'all hear me? Y'all hear that bar?
What is
Lee Johnson got to you?
Hey, Coco, I like it, what's your thoughts? And I want you. If a guy is all into the booty, is he low key kind of sugary?
Bottom bunkish.
Yeah, he likes boys. He likes boys.
He likes boys.
Cause I kind of like my. If we both like the same thing, you gay? You my home girl.
That's
my
crazy, bro.
Booty hole play with. So if he like
his
you my
home girl. See, that's the difference. If he like that's his booty hole play with, it's kind of gay. If he like to play, if he get around his woman and he just want to explore every orifices and crevice and inch of her body, that's different. I just want to know my woman. I'm addicted to my girl Putin now. That's what I like. I need to know.
Is she like from Russia?
I like
that's
the girl.
That's hilarious.
We all been there. When you laying in bed next to your lady and she fought, right? Something.
And you get up and go in the next room and don't come back in there for 2 hours.
You sit in there and bask in it because that is the key to your relationship. I'm letting you know right now. That is how you know if that woman is faithful.
That's right,
how you know if that woman is faithful. Because if y'all both been on the same diet and all of a sudden she smell like a Chipotle fart and you know y'all ain't had Chipotle in 4 weeks together, who you was out with, woman? Who was you out with eating Chipotle?
Where you been? That's right.
Where you been? What you been eating?
Roddy Bayliner is out of control today.
Yeah, it's out of control.
You sitting there, you basking that. You know your woman. See, that's the problem with these men nowadays.
Let's break down what you're saying. Vino is saying he don't want nobody in his booty hole, but he would love to go in hers.
Yeah, you know, just give a little, that's a not little sugary, taste test every saying. Now. Not a taste now, test, but you give a little scratch and sniff every now and then.
I don't want to put my penis in your booty hole, but I do want to put my thumb in there.
See, that's all. You was checking for polyps. You was just making sure she was healthy.
What I'm checking for?
Polyps.
What's wrong with you? How free is it? You guys are hilarious today. OMG.
And it's the rimming.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to ring the doorbell. You got to do this.
Yeah.
You ring the doorbell. You just touch it. A little bit of pressure,
you
like you press
the
button.
Go ahead, rim me. If you want a tap to your forehead,
I love it.
Can she squeeze your cheeks, or is that a no?
I don't want. Like squeeze your cheeks, end up in your booty hole. I try to keep people away from my booty hole.
Rim me.
That's a lot. Yeah. For me,
mm-mm. I had a girl once. She was.
I
feel like that's a test.
Like,
a woman test to see if your ass is a little sideways.
In there.
Yeah, that is the test, Rod. Because what they do is they grip on it and they see if you go to clinch. Because instinctually, as a real man, when somebody tries to spread your cheeks, you're gonna clinch. You tighten up. You stiffen up. She gonna see if you relax into it. That'll let her know if you.
Mm-mm. You should never arch your back for no reason as a man.
Never.
Hilarious, man. What is happening right now, Jesus?
I have
what
no
if she's
idea.
Trying to position you and she's grabbing your cheeks? Like
you grab my hips. Don't grab my cheeks. Grab my hips.
I ain't got no damn hips.
Oh, you like to demasculate your man. Come here, bitch. Let me grab your ass.
Grab the back of my thighs. Don't grab my cheeks.
Right.
I don't like the animal play. I stay completely away from it, but I do try to keep an open mind.
Right. Wow. And that's more important than anything is staying open to your partner and having these conversations. My wife's complaint about me is that I won't have the conversations. You know, in times of peace, you know, she wanted to, but she picked the worst times. You know, I'm watching TV and you want to talk about sex now. I'm like, what the hell? Not while I'm watching Matlock.
How long?
Beat Bobby Flay. What are you doing? Beat Bobby Flay is on right now. What are you doing?
Beat Bobby Lee, you can't talk sex while Bobby Flay is whooping people at.
Man.
What if she just started talking about it instead of asking you, do you want to talk about it?
You know what? That would be cool. That would be cool. You know?
I have another question for the therapist, too. This is the last one. What happened
You got some good questions, Charles. That last one was on fire. Go ahead.
What happens when you with the one, right? You with the one.
Okay.
But you get bored and you don't want to, you know, you ain't going to cheat. You know,
but how is she the one if you're getting bored?
She's the one if you're bored.
Because you can get bored.
Because you're human. Over. And you're growing. And you change. And you evolve.
Would see that I'm getting bored and come in the house with a little Kim wig on.
No, not like that kind of bored. Bored like you evolving. You know what I mean? Like you growing and you coming to a different level of yourself. And the same thing that excited you 2 years ago don't excite you 3 years down the road. You know, that kind of, like, what happened when you start growing at the rates is a little different. And it just changed.
I think you should grow at the same rate.
How can you control that, though?
Yourselves to new experiences.
Yeah.
Like, if like, say, for instance, you will want more stuff sexually out your partner if you're exposed to some new shit. You know what I'm saying? If you looking at that pornography and watching that shit and expecting that out of your woman, then yeah, you'll grow at a different rate as her. But if y'all keep consuming the same things, y'all should grow at the same rate. Am I right, Sherelle?
Yeah, consuming the same things. But one of the biggest components that I always teach my clients is whatever stops you pulled in the beginning to get to know your partner and to do different things, you pull those same things. Because just like you said, you do evolve and you do change. But what happens is, just like with Rodney Perry, when he was saying, people learn and look at different things. So it's taking them in that direction, but you done left your partner here instead of exposing them to what you learned and what you saw and what you're interested in. So just make sure you touch in bases to keep getting to know your partner every now and again. I recommend having monthly meetings, monthly check-ins. What turns
wow,
you
that's
on?
A great idea.
You know, that is. And yeah. But it's also, it's not all sexual.
Advice, though, just off of experience, explain the porn to her. Don't show it to her because they'll never understand. You never show your partner your porn. That's just my personal belief.
I completely agree. What do you mean explain? Break that down, Vino.
Because, you see, no matter how open-minded she seems and how adventurous she pretends to be when you're talking about the porn you're into, she's never gonna, you're gonna see the actual reaction of her face when she watches it with you. And then there's gonna be questions in your relationship. So you want, that's what you into? How'd you even find out about this? Those are all bait questions that ruin your relationships. How did you find out about this?
But what if it ain't a sexual type of growth? What if, like, when y'all met, it was a trauma bond and y'all was cool, and now it's like some of the stuff that's attached to the sex and all of that is pulling you in a direction where you'd be like, I'm a regret.
Well, that goes back to that communication, because a lot of women have been abused. And the next dude
got to pay for it.
And you don't know. And a lot of men have been abused, sexually abused. And
oh, yeah.
You don't know. Like I got one of my buddies, right? He was abused as a young man by an older woman. this nigga is wide open sexually, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, he can't stop fucking other women. He can't.
Rodney, I don't like you putting my business out there like that.
As a young man, and
I don't appreciate you putting my business out there, Rodney.
Kind of get it because this nigga is going to fuck other people.
And I think that's the understanding that they may have within their relationship, and they have those dynamics. Like, I've been in a relationship where, you know, my partner gave me passes, or, you know, it was more so open. Like, we had this, if something go down, you know, our agreement was to come back and talk to one another about it.
Don't talk to me. I want that shit to be a secret.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't want to know. I don't want you to be honest and transparent. Shut the fuck up. Congratulations, you got some.
You got off with one. Yeah, you got away with it. Yeah, I didn't know nothing.
So what if? So the answer was to the question I asked you.
Did you take the pass, Shirelly Thomas?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I don't want to hurt. And I've never been, even when I was single, I've never been able to have two sexual partners. It's just not
simultaneously.
Yeah, like it has to be some time in between the two.
What's this polygamy thing everybody is trying to get into now with multiple partners? Like, is that something that, like, why is that becoming a thing?
Because so many people suppress their desires. That's why people cheat. Ultimately, they don't want to be in a monogamous relationship, but they're forced to because of the image that society portrays or the role that they, you know, say they need to be in. And I love that people are actually exploring their truth and what's important to them when it comes down to polygamy or having open relationships. Cheating
peace. Andromeda says she like her cheating old fashioned way in peace.
Right, word. I believe in polygamy in the way of you should be able to provide for as many wives as you want. I got pockets for one wife. That's how I see it. I don't know.
I think people abuse the whole polygamy thing because you got some people that do have that desire, and then you have some people that are just in it because they know it gives them an opportunity to be in control. They know what's happening. They know they don't really want their partner to be. They really don't want to be in an open relationship, but they feel like, okay, because I've been cheated on so much, at least here I know what they're doing. So it's a mix of people that's in it, and it's
with false.
But the honesty is more important than anything in that situation,
right? But you truly ain't happy because let me be in some relationship, and I'm sharing. We're gonna fight for him because I ain't sharing.
Because a lot of men, like, truth be told, how he just talked about, you know, making sure if you're in that situation that you could provide for them financially. But that's not all that women need. Men think that way because men are natural providers. You have to be able to be emotionally available, spiritually available, and physically. Some guys, they one and done. Like, you can't provide for 5-6 women sexually. Like, or
I understand that completely. I understand that completely. I understand that when I was a manager of Ladies of the Night back in the day. I couldn't mentally it's harder to keep up with women. It's hard to be there emotionally for every.
Did you say you was a manager?
Of Ladies of the Night.
Because if I say another term, that's when I get attacked all the time. They be like, you's a pimp? You had women selling their bodies? I said, no, they were selling themselves already. The problem was they were selling themselves short. I told them how to make an honest wage.
That you know what I'm saying? And sound like an HBO special. I know, right? Like a nightclub.
Ladies of the Night with Big Vino.
Let me smell your booty.
No, that was real talk because people often thought that in that lifestyle, I was having sex with all those women. And I told them all the time, no. Imagine having 7 girlfriends and you had to have 7 come home conversations and you got no pussy. You had no sex from all of that. You had to have the conversation of how your day was 7 times with no intimacy behind it.
But they gave you all their money.
Kyle,
no, they didn't give me all their money. They allowed me to manage their money.
Wow. Good for you.
That's giving you all their damn money. That's what that
is. No, they allowed me to manage their money.
Well done.
They empowered. Hold on, I gotta use the They empowered me. They empowered me to manage their finances. These and show them a better way.
At the rate of a 90-10 cut.
It wasn't a 90-10 cut. It was, you invest in me, girl. I'm going to invest in you. We're going to be safe. We're going to make this money. I'm going to show you how to make your money make money.
Wow, that's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not, Rodney. It's not beautiful.
Look.
Vino is out there saving people's lives. Gosh.
Look, we had an ancient African term for this lifestyle. It was called Ujamaa, collective economics, collective and cooperative economics. It's a principle of Kwanzaa, if you really think about it.
Oh, no,
that's what it was.
Wait, come on,
Ujamaa, yes, cooperative economics.
Uchakalia.
Yeah, that's self-determination. That's what I was telling them. They said they couldn't do it. They said, Daddy, we ain't gonna make this.
Uchakalia. I will not.
Joel Embiid.
I don't have no parts of this.
Hey, such a great conversation, guys. We covered so much today. Thank you for Shirelle Thomas coming in to join us. Coco Fresh, the Fresh Terror, is in the building. Big Vino, comedian extraordinaire. Charles Allen, writer, producer, director, all that is in the building. Such a great show today, man. Real quick, before we go another step, Coco Fresh, how do we stay in touch?
Get on at me at Instagram, Coco Fresh Comedy and Tarot. If you would like to get a reading with me, just click on the link in my bio. Also, you can find me on TikTok.
I think Charles want a reading real quick. Charles, you want a reading?
You do?
Please.
What you want to know?
Hook me up on the house.
What you want to know?
My answer to my question was, you know, when you start growing too fast, it got to be a reason for it. You know what I mean? Something's going on.
I'm hearing you found the one, but you're not sure if she's absolutely the one.
Oh, no, because no. I don't want it to come.
Questions on your one because you.
Is that
you
how it came across?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Warning signs, a lot of red flags to this one.
It's not for me. Y'all was saying about somebody.
What do you want to ask, Coco?
Somebody that cheated. Y'all was talking about somebody that cheated, and I was trying to explain some of the reasons why that might have happened. But it don't. My situation is perfect. I couldn't ask for nothing else.
What's your question, baby?
What do you want to know, Charles?
Okay. All right. Cool. Something is happening in my life, and I'm being pulled in a direction. All these things are happening at the same time. What do I need to do so I get whatever it is that's coming to me? Because I feel like it's a blessing. Spirit,
what does Charles need to do? What does Charles need to do? Well, first of all, you need to keep quiet about this opportunity that's being offered towards you. I'm also getting two, though. Keep quiet, but don't isolate yourself to a point to where it's unhealthy, because it's something about too much isolation. I'm getting something also about, I'm getting like a disappointment card. I don't know if you have any battles with sadness or depression or something like that, but Spirit is saying get outside. It's saying get outside, but don't tell anybody about what you got going on, because you got people watching you. It's like some people this person may have an idea of an opportunity being brought to you, and it's like you're being spied on and being watched. So it's like keep your mouth shut, but don't isolate yourself to a point to where it's unhealthy, okay? And I do see that relationship being a good relationship. So basically what I'm saying is keep this to yourself. Get outside, stay amongst in people, because it's talking about too much isolation is going to hurt you. Does this resonate what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're scaring the hell out of me. It's so on point. Okay. It's so on point. Golly, can I pay for like the full session?
Okay, yeah. Do me next. What type of sandwich should I eat for lunch?
Man, hey, that's want to
know if he should have a turkey or a pastrami.
Hey, be careful what you ask for. You might get it, because she shows on
Vino,
hit
what
with
you
want to
know? What you want to know, Vino?
What type of sandwich? What am I going to eat for my last meal when I die?
Ooh, I don't like doing them kind of answers.
She for real.
Is she for real? Okay.
Yeah, she for real.
Okay, I got one for you.
Okay.
Andromeda said a diet sandwich. Wow.
No.
Andromeda. You got two more, Andromeda. Two more.
That's it. No more than that.
Two more than the gloves come off. And I'm going to show you why everybody don't like me with this roasting thing.
You know, I can't wait to hang out with you, brother.
I can't wait for it. I'll be out in L.A. real soon. Okay, Coco. Oh,
snap.
Uh-huh.
I got three women right now. Three potential women I could be dealing with.
Okay.
Do you need more, or can I just leave it there and you tell me which one I need to be with? Or which one I need to take serious at least?
Dude, I hope they don't watch this.
The one, okay. So
they probably watching.
Whoever this person is, I get this person maybe by the water, but I do know you're in Virginia Beach, right? Aren't you in Virginia Beach? Okay.
Yes, I'm in Virginia.
But I'm getting the one, though, that you have to travel to. Okay, I'm getting also the one that has money issues or don't have that much money. That's not your person. I'm also getting to don't be with the one that's mean to you or that got a little attitude. The one that's for you may be a fire sign. That's an Aries, Sagittarius, what's a Leo energy. Or the one that's very fiery. The one that is very generous. The one that she would offer money if you ask for it. This is the one that's the hard worker. Does this resonate who this is?
Yeah, the fuck it do.
I told you.
No, because you
I
said,
told you,
no,
bro.
You broke down all three of them perfectly. You said there's one by water, one I got to travel to, and one that got financial issues. And that breaks down all three of them. Different.
Wow.
That's good. That's fact. Oh, my God. Y'all better go. Look. Oh,
wow,
shit.
That was very dope. You got a question for Coco?
I got one. Where is this relationship going?
Okay. Where's the relationship going?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's this relationship
going? It's going wherever you want it to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm getting is you two don't communicate enough with each other. I do feel like that this is something that you've manifested in, that you've wished or prayed for. But the problem is, it's like, I'm also getting to y'all don't, it's still like an isolation. It's still like y'all don't do enough to have fun together. And I do get the Chariot card upside down where things have taken a halt. Spirit is telling me to tell you to be more proactive on this. You need to be the one to be the assertive one on this because he's not going to do it. Because I do feel like that things have just come to a halt. It's something that he's got going on with him where he's just stopped or he feels stuck. You be wanting to walk away from him, but you can't because I did something about you may not feel like that the relationship is strong enough. And this person watches you very closely. This person kind of spies on you. I'm also seeing too, he may make an offer towards you next month where things may start to improve as well. This is a person that wants marriage or wants a long-term relationship with you. But I get like, y'all need to go out and have some fun with each other or something. There's too much anxiety in this. And I think this man kind of overthinks things. Does that resonate?
1,000%. Everything you said.
You know what?
Y'all see what I was saying.
I'm about to shoot I want to do a remake of Ghost where you play Whoopi Goldberg.
I love it. Thank you.
Last one, Roddy Perry, Coco.
Yeah.
A new career endeavor is I'm embarking on, and it looks like everything is in order.
Okay.
Is it going to be beneficial?
Okay, so it's going to be beneficial for Roddy, this new opportunity. Is this going to be... Okay, I get something about I get slow movement, and that if anything, you're very passionate about it, but I get if you get upset about anything, it's about the timing. I do think that this will be something that's good, but the kickback on it is going to be slow. That's what I'm getting. I feel like though something else is going to be offered to you out of this, and I think that this is something that you have wanted to do in the past. I thought about doing in the past and reapproaching it. That's what I'm getting. So I don't feel like the project itself is going to be fully successful like you would want, but I do see something else coming out of it that's going to be successful.
Oh, wow.
That's what I get. Does that resonate?
It does. It does. It does.
Okay.
It's a blessing setting you up for a bigger blessing.
Show. Right.
Wow, what a great closeout. Big Vino, how do we stay in touch, bro?
At Big Vino Comedy on everything. The best way to reach me though is Cash App, $ Big Vino.
Hilarious.
If you on OnlyFans, Belly on Backs. And comedictherapy.xyz for .xyz, not .com. Comedic therapy, just like it sounds, .xyz, because we get the last laugh.
Right. Are you really on OnlyFans, or are you just playing?
She's searching you right
get
now.
Charles Allen, how do we stay in touch, bro?
Yeah, at Charles Allen 79 on all platforms, Facebook, Comedian Charles Allen, on YouTube, Jump Funny Productions. Jump Funny is all one word. Man, it's been a pleasure, Rodney. And I was going to also tell you, brother.
Oh, man, it's so funny, bro. Great, great day. Great day.
But about something you asked about that blessing, bro, I also feel like there's something that needs to be flushed out of your circle in order for you to receive what's coming to you next. Because that thing that's flushed out don't get to go where you going. And you don't need it in wherever you're going. It don't need to be there. So this thing that's preparing you for it is to flush whatever that is out.
That's right. Take a laxative. Take a laxative and flush it out.
How about
something that needs to be flushed out?
Sherelle E. Thomas, how do we stay in touch?
You can find me on Instagram at Sherelle E. Thomas. Like, I always get her on Sherelle E. Thomas. I'm also on YouTube at Sherelle Thomas as well.
Love it. And one more time, Coco Fresh, Comedy and Tarot. How do we stay in touch?
Instagram, Coco Fresh Comedy and Tarot. Book me in the link in the bio. And also the Fresh Tarot on TikTok and link in the bio if you want to book with me. I'm going to be on King.com all day doing readings. Just look up the Fresh Tarot in the search engine and you'll find me. I am always in the top 5 tarot readers on the site.
I love that. Hey, my name is Roddy Perry. You tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. We do this every day. Our show tomorrow will be nothing short of epic again. Stay with your boy. We're going to keep doing fly stuff. And that is our show for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Be good.
Great show, man.
Roddy Perry!
America's number one funny man. What?